Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. This one is going to be brief. Herman Mehta, friendly atheist, once again. GOP lawmakers cited Noah's Ark to justify harming refugees with circular saw blades. We could stop there. That's the headline. The headline is accurate. What more is there to say? Sure, I suppose it's interesting, and most of this article covers the Noah's Ark aspect of it and how fundamentalist politicians are using the Bible in a fundamentalist way to make their case. I mean, it's not the most interesting part of this article, but it has to do with putting buoys in navigable water that is regulated by the federal government, and to get out of this, what the lawmakers were suggesting was that, well, the whole earth was navigable once upon a time and was covered with water, and federal governments can't just go around claiming all of the waters because they could say, well, it's all navigable. It doesn't matter. Don't get too lost in that. This is how they read the Bible. Of course, young earth creationist, fundamentalist, Bible thumping, lawmaking Republican fools. That's, you know, that's just what we're dealing with. But the part that is more interesting is the part where they are literally mining the waterways to keep refugees out. And what they're doing is they're disguising or booby trapping buoys with saw blades, so that anyone trying to get in that way would be cut to shreds. These are the Christians doing this. Just one little paragraph out of this article. What's even more troubling is that the Christian lawmakers are doing all this to justify harming people, risking their lives to cross the border in an effort to find safety. The GOP doesn't give a damn what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, but they will break out their Bibles in an instant if it means hurting brown people. A bit polemic there, but completely accurate. Yes, let's severely injure and possibly kill these people by booby-trapping buoys with deadly weapons to keep them off of our land. Can everyone say, praise Jesus? That's all for today. Bye-bye.